We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Now, I mentioned two of the three things we're dealing with. The other part of this, make no mistake about it, is the medical point of this. The medical part of this is huge. Where are we? What sort of progress are we making? I don't know. I am not a doctor. Dr. Bob Quarles is not only a doctor, he's my doctor. He's part of the team at Welcome MD, and I have enlisted him again as my go-to expert. Dr. Quarles, I appreciate you making time for us.
You know, it's always my pleasure.
Well, it is our distinct pleasure to have you with us. So, Dr. Quarles, we hear about an increase in the number of folks testing positive for this strain of coronavirus. But correct me if I'm wrong, that's actually a good thing, is it not?
Correct.
All right.
It's because the tests are much more widely available now. So we're going to get more positives. Unfortunately, I just learned that we're up to 13 deaths here in Virginia,
right,
and a little bit under 400 of the COVID-19 cases. Very interesting. We just received a communique from the Virginia Department of Health, and all of their testing is going to be reserved solely for the symptomatic people, and all of those who with suspected or confirmed COVID-19 must stay at home, even if the symptoms are only mild, unless face-to-face medical evaluation and care are absolutely required.
Wow. All right. So if you've got, I don't know, you've got the sniffles or you're sneezing, do you immediately reach out to your doctor and go, oh, my God, I'm sure I've got this COVID-19? Or should you maybe look around and go, you know what, those trees with the white, those white leaves, man, I know last year they were out and I was getting like this. Is it possible that it could be allergies as well?
Sure, those doggone Bradford pears.
That what it is? Okay.
Yes, I guess. Yes. Yeah, but the sneezing and runny nose, that's going to be your allergy symptoms.
Okay.
We're looking at fever, dry cough, tiredness, fatigue. Those are going to be the main things.
Okay.
So that's what we want to look for, and talk to your physician, get with your doctor, and talk to him on the phone, him or her on the phone, and make that determination whether or not you need to be tested.
All right. Now, you mentioned fever. Now, this is one of those things that, to me, always seems a little dicey.
Right.
Normal, in theory, is 98.6. If I have 98.7, do I need to contact my doctor immediately?
No, that 98.6 is an average. So
okay.
some people have temperatures lower than that on a regular basis, and some people, we're looking at 99 and above.
Okay, 99 and above for the fever. You mentioned fatigue, and explain what you mean by fatigue. Is that just, oh my gosh, I got up an hour earlier, or is it I can't even get out of bed? Is it somewhere in between?
Yeah, it's somewhere in between, but when you feel like you've been knocked down and you really can't get up, that's fatigue enough to go get checked out.
Okay.
But that's what we're talking about, not just a little bit of dragging just because you've stayed up too late watching a movie or something like that.
Right. Now, what about the psychological component of this?
Oh.
There's so many people that just, they really just seem as if they've been through a battle and they don't know if they're going to come out on the other side. How do we deal with that?
We just have to keep pushing each other up. And you know what? Your Light Up Virginia is so good, we're going to do it. And I'm going to send you a picture. It may not be till tomorrow or the next day, but we're definitely going to do it. That's just a great idea. It's something simple and does no harm that we can reach out and help people. And if people know about this program and they see your lights on, that will be a little bit of a positive kick.
Okay.
I believe. I think it's great.
Well, I appreciate that. Dr. Bob Quarles is joining us from WelcomeMD. He's a couple of things. He's my go-to medical expert, and he's my doctor. I mean, and I'm thrilled about both of those things. What about some, I don't know, some unofficial therapy? And here's what I mean by that, Bob.
Yep.
You and Julie are amazing musicians. I'm going to give you the plug on this. The English Channel is an incredible band. What about folks like you saying, you know what, we're going to do, I don't know, we're going to do a concert on Facebook Live tomorrow, or can we get you guys in front of a speakerphone and do a couple of songs on the radio? I mean, are these things, you think they're realistic?
Oh, absolutely realistic. As a matter of fact, when we get back to rehearsing next week after the 15 days are up,
okay,
by following those guidelines, we're going to have a couple of nights of rehearsals, and one of those nights we're going to do about a half an hour of music.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, the president has said he would like to get the country, for the most part, back to some semblance of normalcy by Easter. And he made very clear, look, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not saying every single part of the country is going to be there. I'm wondering about the different geographical areas that have different challenges. You know,
right.
We in Central Virginia versus, say, New York City, where you have this density of population and all of these stainless steel surfaces. Is it unreasonable to think that we might be back to some sense of normal before they are?
I think we will.
Yeah.
I do. And I think that what he was trying to get at, and I think was made clear after he finished speaking, was that these improvements are going to be rolling based on the geographic location. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, New York is the epicenter. Washington State, following close behind. Louisiana is a new up and comer here because of the Mardi Gras.
Oh.
Evidently, that I don't know how much that's on the news, but it really is.
Okay. All right. So we've got some different areas that are going to take different periods of time to handle this stuff. So again, in terms of prevention, I know we're within this 15 days where we're all supposed to be self-isolating or self-quarantining, yeah, or what have you. But again, it seems to come back in many ways to wash your hands, cover your mouth.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, cover your mouth. Okay. And for example, many doctor's offices and ours as well has gone to a seeing sick people only policy.
Wow.
And, you know, the regular wellness visits. And, you know, for folks that are doing well and we're just monitoring their medication and everything's going along well, we're doing virtual and phone consults.
Okay.
So I think many of the offices are abiding by that now, too. So.
All right. And no shock to me that you and the team at WelcomeMD are out in front of that as you usually are. Dr. Quarles, it's always my pleasure to have you here as my expert. It is my honor to have you as my doctor.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my privilege. I say that to you constantly, and it really is. I appreciate our friendship and our relationship very, very much.
Well, thank you. That is Dr. Bob Quarles from WelcomeMD. Absolutely great, great guy, great advice. And as I mentioned, he and his lovely bride, Julie, are part of a great, great band called The English Channel. And once they're back up and running, he said, once you get through the 15 days and they're able to do their rehearsals again, they're going to do at least one of them as a concert on Facebook Live. So I'll let you know when all of that is coming up, okay? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.